And good afternoon to you from the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, as we get into National Championship Volleyball action, pool play, the pool play portion of the week. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, the Dort College Defenders playing one match each day. Today, Dort College starts play in about 15 minutes or so against Ottawa. That is a team out of Kansas. They'll follow that up with a match tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock against Northwest. That is a team out of Washington. And then wrap up pool play as they face Missouri Baptist at 8 o'clock Thursday evening. Pool play is underway. We've had a couple of pools complete their play here earlier today. Pool A and B playing on court number one. That is the court to the farthest west at the Tyson Event Center. And that is the court that is also used for the NAIA National Championship match. So it gives you some idea of the proximity of where we are located. I'm seated on the end line as we get into tonight's match. First of all, recapping what happened earlier today, teams that we may be familiar with, Hastings out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a 3-0 winner over Embry-Riddle earlier today. Also, Jamestown, a future GPAC member, they faced Cornerstone and came away with a 3-2 victory over the Cornerstone Eagles. Jamestown led 2-0, and then Cornerstone came back to tie it at 2-2. Jamestown hangs on for the victory. And also Viterbo, a team that Dort College played earlier this season, victorious over Our Lady of the Lake, 3-0. Eastern Oregon, a team that Dort College beat back in early season play, victorious over Georgetown as well. That was 3-0. I think that brings you up to speed on everything of note involving teams that we are familiar with, or at least semi-familiar with, or at least their action piqued my interest. Taking a look at the matchup between these two teams, Dort College and Ottawa. Ottawa comes into today's contest out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. They finished 19-3 in that league. Braves have won 9 of their last 10 matches. Braves have a team kill efficiency of 176 and an average of 1.49 blocks per set while allowing 1.94. Braves also put in 1.44 service aces per set and give up 0.78 ace serves per contest. The strength of this team, it would appear, is in their passing and not as much at the net. Most of Blessington's team is led by Yalika Jimenez with a 3.93 kills per set average. Kenna Hall is good for 3.63. Braves are 18-5 since Jimenez was inserted into the lineup on September 23. Adriana Skipper is good for 10.69 assists per set. She also has 31 ace serves. Heather Huseman tops the team with 44 ace serves, and Liz Height gets to 5.03 digs per set. Dort College is 29-6 this season. They finished 14-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They shared the GPAC championship with Northwestern and Hastings. Dort started the year 1-2. They've gone 28-4 since, with those losses all coming to Northwestern, Viterbo, and Hastings. Two of those losses were to Hastings. The last one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament championship. All three of those teams are ranked in the top five of the nation. Dort College is averaging 14.1 kills per set with a 2.45 kill efficiency. Dort gets 1.49 points per set on ace serves and 2.27 blocks per outing. Emma Altena averages 4.45 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 2.76 kills per outing. Camp has a 2.93 kill efficiency. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.19 kills per set. Allie Kromendike is averaging 1.93 kills per outing. Kromendike, Camp, and Moss each average around a block per set. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.6 assists per set. She has a 1.1 kills per set average to go with 2.22 digs per outing. Summer Jansen has a 5.23 digs per set average, and Alton is at 2.12. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.12 digs per outing. Alton is the team leader with 42 ace serves. Gasink has 36, Drake has 30, and Jansen has 26 so far this season. Dort College versus Ottawa. Pool play. Pool A and B are completed. This is Pool D. Other two matches running behind schedule over on the other courts. We're caught up here, though, on court number one. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. Tell you about the lineups for both of these teams Right after this, this is Dort College Volleyball from the NAI National Championship. Back with more in a moment. Let's take a look now at the two teams, what we can expect from their lineups. We begin with the Ottawa Braves. Back row specialist is Danielle Coronado. She's a 5'3 junior from Mason City, Iowa. She has 16 ace serves this season. She is a service specialist for the Braves. Liz Helt is a 5'3 junior from Augusta, Kansas. She's the leading digger with a 5.03 average. She also has 35 ace serves this year. Adriana Skipper is the setter. She's a 5'3 senior from Grand Prairie, Texas, averaging 10.7 assists per set with 31 ace serves. Heather Huseman is a 5'5 sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas. She's averaging 2.2 digs per set. She has 44 ace serves this year. She is a defensive specialist. 5'10 junior from Cedar Hill, Missouri is Taylor Fortner. Fortner is averaging 2.9 kills per set and 1.8 digs. Yulika Jimenez is a 5'9 sophomore from Caracas, Venezuela. She's averaging 3.9 kills per set. Kenna Hall is a 6'1 junior from DeSoto, Kansas, averaging 3.6 kills per set. Michaela Aspergen is a 5'11 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 1.5 kills per outing. Kaylee Whittington is a 5'10 junior from Des Moines. She's averaging 2.6 kills per set. Ottawa is coached by Melissa Blessington. They're 30-10 this year. They come out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. They were victorious in the opening round of the NAI National Championship. Nobody likes to refer to it as a play. Allows you to advance on to Sioux City. Ottawa, a victory over the College of the Ozarks 1 week ago this past Saturday, 3-0, 25-22, 25-23, and 25-16. For the Dort College Defenders, Hannah Connolly is a 5'4 freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. She has 9 ace serves this season. She is a service specialist. Aubrey Drake's a defensive specialist, 5'4 junior from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2.1 digs per set. She has 30 ace serves this season. Julia Lindbergh's averaging a little over 2 kills per set. She's a 6'1 junior from Margate, Florida. She's an outside hitter. Emma Alton is a 6-foot junior from Sioux Center. She is leading the team in kills with 4.5 per set. She also has 2.1 digs to go with 42 ace serves. Jamie Gasing's a 5'10 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.6 assists per set, 2.3 digs, and 1.1 kills. Allie Kromendike is a 6'2 sophomore middle blocker from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, and she is averaging 1.9 kills per set. Erica Bausma is a back row specialist. She's a 5'5 freshman from Sheldon, averaging 1.7 digs per outing. She has 19 ace serves this year. Leah Camp is a 5'11 junior from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 2.8 kills per set. Summer Jansen is the libero. She's a 5'10 senior from Sheldon, averaging 5.2 digs. She also has 26 ace serves this season. And Haley Moss is a 6'6 senior from Boyden, Iowa, averaging 1.2 kills per set. She wears number 26. She is a right side attacker. Dort College versus Ottawa. We're moments away from the start of tonight's contest. Let's take another break and be back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College taking on Ottawa. And one of the matches still going on from the 3 o'clock time block, just finishing. Corbin getting a win over Missouri Valley. 3-0. So all of the teams now out on the floor warming up. But suffice it to say, running behind schedule on the other two courts here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. NAI National Championship Volleyball. Dort College will be serving. This is Aubrey Drake. She'll let it fly, and we are just about set for volleyball. Dort College in their home whites. Black numbers trimmed out in yellow. Opening serve controlled by Ottawa. They'll attack off high hand, saved by Camp. Momentarily in getting the kill for Ottawa. Coming through with a kill is Aspergen, Michaela Aspergen with the kill. And Ottawa draws first blood, 1-0. So 1-0 our score. Serving for Ottawa is number 4, Heather Huseman. Huseman, a right-handed serve. She'll go with a jump serve, floater, taken back by Drake. Gaysink comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp ties it up with a kill from the right side as Astor College goes to Leah Camp on their first offensive opportunity. It's 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Hannah Connolly, the 5'4 freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Her floater taken middle back by Ottawa. They'll attack from the right side. Braves dug by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it outside. Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. Attacking from the outside. Nothing fancy that time. The clean pass by Drake. Set it all up, though. And the kill for Altena is her first. Connolly with service again. She's got 9 ace serves this season for the defenders. Low hard serve taken by Ottawa. They'll attack. Pushed over the net. Trying to find the soft spot. And she does. Just in front of a lunging Emma Altena and also in front of Erica Bausma. We're tied up 2-2 on the tip that finds the middle of the floor. Ottawa has service. This is their libero, Liz Helt. Helt with serve. Floater taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink helps it over. Second contact kill. Kayla Gaysink with a kill. Dort College up 3-2. Set number one of this best of five battle. Gaysink now with service. That means there are three attackers in the front row for the defenders. Ottawa pushed around the block. Pancake saved by Jansen. No. A kill for Ottawa. Coming through is Brianna Vail. Vail got that kill. And we're tied at 3-3 with both teams in the early going. Point and point. Taylor Fortner with service. So Fortner will serve it up. Floater taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altena. Altena around the block and Altena with the kill. Emma Altena makes it a 4-3 contest. Emma Altena with her second kill. Serving for the defenders will be Altena, the jump server. So Emma Altena with a jump serve to the back line, and she sends it long and out of play, and we're tied 4-4 on the service error by Altena. 4-4 our score. Ottawa has service. Ottawa hails from Ottawa, Kansas. Jill Starling serving. The bulk of Ottawa's roster made up of Kansas players. Gaysink gets it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke on the quick attack, and Kenna Hall is there to block it. So a point off of a block for Ottawa, and Ottawa has a 5-4 lead. 5-4 our score. Serving is Jill Starling again for Ottawa. Ottawa in their yellow long sleeve jerseys. Gaysink throws it backside over to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug by Ottawa. They'll pass it over the net. Free ball. Jansen gets it to Gaysink. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke blocked at the net. And now we have a player in the net for Ottawa. Point defenders. Kenna Hall had the block initially, but she gets called for being in the net. And Cromendyke gets credit for the kill on the overpass that she put away. Allie Cromendyke with her first kill. We've been tied at every break through five. Set goes outside. Moss puts the block up. And that is Jimenez who gets blocked on the play. Point defenders. Andor College leads it 6-5. One of the more productive players for Ottawa. They elect to not have Jimenez in the front row to start. Second contact. Camp puts it away. Andor College leads 7-5. 7-5 our score. That is an interesting lineup for Ottawa. Ottawa attacking right side and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Kenna Hall. Hall with the kill makes it 7-6. 7-6, Ottawa with service. Coronado serving. And Coronado with the jump serve on the well, she'll go flat foot. Take it by Jansen. Gaysink with a bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Right now, Ottawa not getting the block up on the Dort College attackers. Julia Lindbergh records the kill, and for Lindbergh, that is her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 8-6. 8-6 our score. Floater catches the tape, rolls over. That was Bausma with service. Jimenez with a swing. Dort College takes it up. Jansen keeps it in play. Now passed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Ottawa. They'll set it outside Jimenez. Jimenez blocked at the net by Gay St. Point defenders. Dort College leads 9-6. 9-6. Dort College in front. Set number one of this best of five match. Controlled by Ottawa. They'll set it outside Jimenez. Tips over the block. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Camp. Camp tries to go to the sideline and hits it just wide. Not a play. That's a point for Ottawa. And it's 9-7. So an attack error by Camp. Nine to seven, North College leading. Ottawa has service. Short serve taken by Jansen. They shoot it out over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. And we have a player in the net for North College. Are they going to call that on? They say Lindbergh got carried into the net. So Ottawa back to within a point after the attack error by Lindbergh. Serve taken deep by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot saved by Ottawa. The Braves attack. Set right side and banging it off the block for the kill is Brianna Vail. Vail with her second kill. And we are tied 9-9. 9-9 our score. Short serve controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Camp, unable to time out the slide. Here comes Ottawa, Jimenez. Jimenez into the net. And Jimenez, after getting blocked a couple times, thinking about that one. And she hits it squarely into the net. So an attack error by Jimenez. Serving for the defenders is Drake. She goes sideline and an ace for Aubrey. And the Dort College defenders lead it 11-9. So an ace for Drake. For Aubrey, that is her first ace this evening. Aubrey Drake with serve again, catches the tape, rolls over. Ottawa attacks, set goes right side over the block. One-arm stab saved by the defenders. They send it back up towards the net. Camp helps it over. Camp gets credit for the kill on the second contact. And the Dort College defenders with three kills from Leah Camp. North College leads it 12-9. 12-9 our score. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by Ottawa. Braves attacking. Set goes to the middle and squarely into the net by Vail. Point defenders. And the North College defenders have a 13-9 lead. North College taking control of set number one with a little run here. So far, Ottawa and Melissa Blessington letting it ride. Jump serve controlled by the Braves. They'll throw it backside over the top of the block, hitting it long and out of play is Jimenez. They moved her to the right side that time. She has an attack error, and Dort College has a 14-9 lead. We have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Ottawa. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
Dort.
Aubrey Drake with service. Dort College up five and out of the timeout. Ottawa goes to their left side attacker. Michaela Aspergen with the kill. Aspergen with two kills now. And our score is 14. Should be 10. They're a little late in getting the point up on the board for the Braves. And I'm not sure what we are dealing with now. Something at the scorer's bench with the R2 is talking to the official, or pardon me, to the scorekeeper. And it appears to me they still haven't awarded Ottawa that point. Now they have. Comes over to Altena. Altena up over the top and wasn't challenged. Emma Altena with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is 15-10 in set number one. So the defenders up 15-10, set number one. Serving is Connolly. Low hard serve taken by the Braves. They'll set right side into the block and off of the block for the kill is Brianna Vail. Vail, the one player who has had some success for Ottawa at the net. And she makes it 15-11. North College still with a four-point cushion. Serving for the Braves is Helt. Helt serve taken by Jansen. Comes outside to Altena. Altena banks it off of the late arriving block, and another kill for Emma Altena. Altena with four kills from the outside. And the North College defenders have service. This is Jamie Gasink. Gasink with service. Async low hard serve controlled by Ottawa. Set goes outside around the block, dug by Altena. And up too close to the net, trying to put it away was Kenna Hall. And there to block it was Cromendyke. So Cromendyke will get credit for the point on a block. And Ord College leads it 17-11 in set number one. Low hard serve, here come the Braves. Set right side and on the slide to the right for the kill. 1 foot takeoff for Kenna Hall. Hall with her first kill unofficially. And the Ottawa Braves cut the lead down to 5, 17-12. Taylor Fortner with service. Fortner's serve. A floater. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to put it away. Ottawa attacking over the block. Covered by Giesink. Cromendyke will set it up to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Ottawa point. So a point off of a block for Ottawa. That's their first this evening. I beg your pardon, their second point off of a block. Short serve. Drake has to go to her knees to get it. Comes over to Altena. Altena off high hands, controlled by Ottawa. The Braves attack. And going cross court and hitting it wide. Didn't have a good angle on it. Was Whittington. Point defenders. Dort College leads 18-13. So Whittington with an attack error. Point defenders. Serving is Skemper. So Abby Skemper serving. Skemper serve controlled by Ottawa. Braves over the block. Covered by Giesink. Cromendyke will throw it up. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Covered by Jansen. Gets it back over to Giesink. Now to Moss. Blocked at the net. Covered by Skemper. Outside it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off of the block. Saved though by Ottawa. Pushed over the net, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink in system. Cromendyke off of the block, one-arm stab, bump set over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net partially. Ottawa will control. Ottawa, slide, saved by Jansen, controlled Cromendyke. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh, saved by Ottawa. Braves attacking, slide to the right. And that one, I don't know that it ever made it over the net. They're going to credit Cromendyke with getting a piece of it. And now, finally, a point awarded to Whittington. Whittington with the kill makes it 18-14. So Whittington with the kill on that prolonged volley. Dort College was covering the tips well. Ottawa kept attacking, and Jill Starling will now serve with her team down by four. Ottawa's used one timeout. Altena gets it over to Giesink. Giesink with quick attack to Moss. Moss banks it off of the tape, and it falls back on Dort College's side. Point Ottawa. So an attack error that time by Moss. Serving for Ottawa is Starling. Taken by Altena. Giesink outside Lindbergh. Cross court. Dug by Altena. By Ottawa. Over the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it back to Giesink. Quick attack. Cromendyke with a swing. Ottawa unable to keep it in play. And Cromendyke gets the kill. Allie Cromendyke with her second kill. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Dort College leading 19-15 in set number one. Short serve. Dort College saves the attack. That was Giesink, got it over to Camp, and they're going to call Camp for a double. Point, Ottawa. Ottawa trails 19-16. So ball handling error called on Dort College's Camp. It's a three-point lead for the defenders. Ottawa has service. This is Starling. Dort College needs some points. Need to find somebody who can get one through. Camp unable to do so that time. Ottawa attacks. Blocked at the net. Lindbergh gets the block up. Altena back over to Giesink. Slide right side. Moss with a swing. Did anyone touch it? No, they did not. Point. Ottawa off the attack error by Moss. So Moss with the attack error. And Ottawa has battled back to within two at 19-17 after Dort College led by as many as five at 14-9 and six at 17-11. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Set number one, Dort College leads Ottawa 19-17. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Planter Repair in Orange City, The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Ottawa with service. Dort College, Jan to Gaysink. Gaysink back to camp, and we've got a lift called on the defenders. They're going to call a back row attack on Jamie Gaysink. They say the player from Ottawa made contact with it after Gaysink went up and tried to put the set up. So an attack error called on Gaysink. Moss, serve controlled by the defenders. Here comes Ottawa, though. Outside Jimenez. Jimenez with a kill, and we're tied 19-19. Where College has gotten stuck in a rotation where they're not scoring points. Ottawa has scored 6 of the last 7, 8 of the last 10. They've come back from 17-11 down to tied at 19-19. Serve is long off of the back line. Point defenders after the service error by Ottawa. And Dort College will now have service. Erica Bausma with service. So Bausma to line it up and send it over. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by the Braves. They'll set it outside, and banging it off the block for the kill is Jimenez. Jimenez ties it up at 20-all. 20-20. Serving is Skipper for the Braves. That means the Braves have three attackers in the front row. 20-20, our score, set number one. Mondor College lulled into a false sense of security to start this set. Things came pretty easily for them. Seemed like everything they were doing was working. Slide to the right for Camp, and Camp gets the kill. She's got 4. Dort College leading now 21-20. And then you get stuck in a rotation where you can't score points against the lineup you're facing. Then it gets difficult. Set right side, Jimenez. Jimenez, cross-court kill. Dort College needs to get her out of the front row. That would help dramatically. And Jimenez checks out of the match. Jimenez with her third kill by my count. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it out over to Altena. Altena banks it off the block for the kill. 22-21, Dort College in front. And now Dort College has Altena in the front row, and Ottawa's not matched up with her so far this evening. So both teams, it seems, with distinct advantages in certain parts of the lineup. Covered by Jansen. Gets it back over to Altena. Altena over the swing and the kill. Altena records the kill. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to Ottawa. Ottawa trails 23-21. They use timeout number 2. Back with more in a moment.
Hi.
Ottawa calls the timeout, trailing 23-21. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wort Dentistry in Orange City. Offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They are located in Orange City. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly, the floater, controlled by the Braves. They'll shoot it out wide. Locked at the net. Braves will reload. They set it again. This time it goes to Whittington. Dort College covering it. Passed over the net by Altena. Kept it in play. Here come the Braves. Outside attack. Whittington unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College again. Passed over the net by Altena. Low pass controlled by the Braves. Set right side. Unable to put it away. And now it does drop. That's Vail. Vail with her fourth kill. And it's back to 23-22. Dort College up a point in set number one. Well, this has not been uncommon in these matches. Set one very close, and then progressively teams wear down as the set progresses here this morning into this afternoon. Emma Alton over the kill, her 7th, and the defenders leading 24-22. Dort College serving for the set win with Jamie Gaysink, controlled by the Braves, shoot it backside. Unable to put it away. Jansen somehow gets to that one. Now saved by Drake. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Tips to the sideline. Saved by the Braves. Braves on the attack. Vail unable to put it away. Dort College Gaysink back over to Altena. Altena over the swing. Dug up and over, and putting it away is Haley Moss. Moss with the point and the kill on the overpass. And the Dort College defenders win set one, 25 to 22. 25-22 our score. Set number one. We'll be back with set number two in just a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, the Dort College Defender Volleyball Team. Victoria in set one, 25-22. Earlier today, it was Hastings getting a win in pool play over Embry-Riddle, 3-0. Morningside will be playing later tonight. Midland won earlier today as well, 3-0. Northwestern getting set for their match with Lords. That will be happening here shortly. They're over on court number two. That is the middle court of three here at the Tyson Event Center. Serving for Ottawa is Adriana Skipper. So Skipper with service as we get underway with set number two. Short serve taken by Bowles. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets right side over to Camp, and they do the exact same thing that they did in set number one. They go to Camp on the right side, and Camp puts it away with unblocked. And you'll take that if you're a Dort College fan almost any time. Camp unblocked, and she's going to put that away more than nine times out of ten. Overpass, Kromendike up, trying to put it away. Ottawa scrambles to it. Down ball. And Whittington tried for the down ball, and Kromendike was there to block it. And the Dort College lead is 2-0. 2-0 in set number two. Just a simple down ball that Kromendike was able to time out and knock down. Ottawa attacking. Pushed to the sideline, saved by Bausma. Gasing sends it over. Controlled by Ottawa, set right side Jimenez. Jimenez blocked at the net. Now we have four contacts called on Ottawa, point defenders. Dort College leads at 3-0 after the block for Dort College. There was no clean contact after the block, actually, so we'll give credit for the point on a block. Set outside, another block put up by the defenders, and that time the block put up on Aspergen blocked. Dort College leads 4-0. Dort College has had success at the net blocking this afternoon. I guess we can call it this evening now. Controlled by Ottawa. Aspergen blocked. Ottawa reloads. Blocked at the net. They save it. Connolly gets it back to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena tools it off of the block. Put up by Jimenez. And Dort College leads it 5-0. 5-0. Dort College in front, set number two. They won set one, 25-22. Serve taken by Ottawa. Overhand save, pushed into the net. And another point for the defenders. Dort College leading 6-0 in set number two. A fast start for the defenders. Ottawa takes some time. One of the players needs to take care of a loose shoelace. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Akron, and Hayward. And call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. An attack by Ottawa, long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College with a 7-0 cushion to start set number two. Timeout charge to the Braves and Melissa Blessington. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, Ottawa, after pushing Dort College and set one to a 25-22 decision, Dort College needed a late run to pull away after it was tied 21-all. Here in set number two, Dort College leads 7-0. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Ottawa caught out of system. Connolly covers the tip. Gasing slide to the right. Kromendike unable to put it away. Ottawa scrambling to it, and we've got a lift called on Ottawa. Point Kromendike and the Dort College defenders. Dort College's Allie Kromendike with her third kill. And the defenders lead it 8-0 in set number two. Connolly serving again, the freshman. Sends it over, controlled by the Braves. Outside Jimenez. Jimenez finds the back line for the kill. Jimenez has been the bright spot for Ottawa. She and Vail each have four kills. Jimenez, though, has found the going tough. Dort College has really keyed on her. She's got five attack errors. Gesink dumps it over. Gesink of the kill. It appears to me, my uneducated eye, Ottawa, their defense is not terribly quick in covering those tips. Gesink that time doing it just to keep them honest, and nobody there was close for Ottawa. Kromendyk banks it off of the block. Out of bounds, point defenders. Kromendyk with a kill. Dort College leads 10-1. 10-1 our score. Dort College with four kills from Kromendyk. And Jamie Gesink with service. So Dort College scored eight in a row to start the set. They've now scored back-to-back points to go up 10-1. Pushed over the net, covered by Moss. Gets it over to Gesink, sets outside Altena. Altena unblocked kill. Emma Altena with the kill, her seventh. And the Dort College lead is 11-1. Jamie Gesink with service. Gesink the floater, saved by the Braves. Set right side. Blocked at the net was Aspergen. Point defenders. Another point on a block for Dort College. Dort College's block total. Right now they've scored 7 points total on blocks. Or eight, beg your pardon. Attacking Whittington. Whittington with a kill. Whittington with her second kill. And it's 12-2. So Whittington records the kill. Point Braves. Dort College leads 12-2. Set number two. Dort College one set one. 25-22. Passed over the net by Moss. Controlled by Ottawa. And a big swing out of the middle and a kill for Kenna Hall. Hall with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 12-3. 12-3 our score. Liz Helt serving. So Helt with service. Taken by Jansen. Redirects it over to Gesink. Sets outside Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena over the kill. Hearth. Ninth already. That's unofficially. Emma Altena. Pretty efficient so far, just 14 total attacks. Served down the line is an ace serve. Alton over the ace. And the Dort College defenders have raced out to a 14-3 lead. That is the second ace serve of the night for Dort College. Altena has service again. Altena's jump serve controlled by Ottawa. Braves attack. Pushed over the net by Whittington. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gesink. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. 15-3. Kromendyk with the kill. Allie Kromendyk with her fifth kill. Dort College in control of set number two, 15-3. Ottawa thus far just letting it ride. And another ace serve for Altena. So a couple of ace serves for Dort College in this string. Emma Altena, her second ace. And the Dort College lead is 16-3. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to the Ottawa Braves. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The Dort College defenders up 16-3 in set two, leading in the match one set to nothing. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gesink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Gesink lays out for it after Ottawa was able to return it. Pass up to the net, and Dort College, Kromendyk hits it into the net. Point Ottawa. Ottawa trails 16-14 on the attack error. So an attack error by the defenders. Dort College hitting 308 for the match. Set goes outside to Lindbergh. And I believe we had a double contact called on the defenders. Nope, four contacts called on the defenders. Point .5 of the mat, the set for Ottawa. Dort College leads 16-5. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, back over to Moss. Moss on the quick attack from the right side, kill. Haley Moss, that shoulder looking better and better the more time she gets removed from that surgery she had in the offseason. She's come a long way from just simply being able to block and tip. Their block put up, but Ottawa's able to sneak it through. That's Whittington. Whittington with her third kill. 17-6, Dort College up 11. Ottawa Braves with service. Jill Starling. Starling, floater, taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes over to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Slide to the right. Swing. Altena keeps it in play. Gasing chases it down. Passed over the net by Altena. Free ball. Here comes Ottawa. They'll attack. Slide to the right. And putting the block up, Lindbergh and Camp. But they're unable to close it. And a kill for Kenna Hall. For Hall, that is her third. And Ottawa is now back to within 10 at 17-7. College one set one, 25-22. Jansen to Gasing. Gasing outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Saved by Ottawa. The Braves attacking through the block and a kill for the Braves. That's Jimenez with the kill, her fifth. And Dort College's lead is 17-8. Taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp unofficially with her sixth kill. She has just 10 swings so far this evening. Altena has the most for the defenders with 14. Served by Bausma, controlled by Ottawa. Braves attack. Comes over to Jimenez. Jimenez blocked by Gasing. Point defenders. Dort College, another point on a block. That is now 9 points on blocks for Dort College. And the defenders controlling play at the net at 19-8. Bausma's serve catches the tape, falls back on Dort College's side. Point Ottawa. And the Braves will serve, trailing 19-9. Serving is Coronado. Coronado with service. Low hard serve. Bausma has to lunge for it. Gasing over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap. Controlled by Ottawa. No. Lindbergh with a kill. And for Julia, that's just her second kill. Hasn't had a ton of opportunities, but she's been limited so far. But Lindbergh gets the kill. 20-9, Dort College by 11. Aubrey Drake has serve. Aubrey Drake lines it up. Sophomore from Rock Island, junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Set goes outside Jimenez over the top of the block. Dort College regroups. Camp with a tap, controlled by Ottawa. Set right side over the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Tries to tap to the back corner, saved by Ottawa. Set goes, and hitting it wide and out of play is Aspergen. Aspergen hits it wide and out of play. No one touched it. So an attack error by the Braves. Point defenders. Dort College leads at 21-9. Again, serving is Drake. Drake serve a floater, controlled by the Braves. Set goes outside Jimenez. Jimenez blocked again. Point defenders. Dort College making life pretty tough for Jimenez and Aspergen. Dort College leading 22-9. Serving is Drake, controlled by Ottawa. Set goes to the middle. Aspergen covered by Gasing. Altena well off of the net, unable to put it away. Here comes Ottawa. The attack by Jimenez. And what do we have? We've got, they call four contacts on Dort College. And I'm with Coach Chad Hansen on that one. He's asking for an explanation. I thought that was clean. Gasing, Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Point Ottawa. So Ottawa records their third block of the night. North College leading 22-11. Floater. Taken by Bosma. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Point. Ottawa. Back-to-back blocks for Ottawa. It's 22-12. Dort College leading by 10. You would think this lead is safe. Adriana Skipper serving. Taken by Bosma. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it out over to Altina. Altina down the line. Hits it just wide. Turned on it a little bit too much. And it's a four-point run now for Ottawa on the attack error by Altina. Skipper still serving for the Braves. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altina. Altina that time off high hands. Now they're starting to get the block up. And we have a kill for Ottawa. And Jimenez, she's got six. And I believe Dort College is going to call a timeout. 5 points in a row by the Braves. It's still an 8-point lead for the defenders at 22-14. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 22-14, Dort College by 8, but the defenders forced to use a timeout after surrendering a 5-point run by Ottawa. Ottawa has service. Skipper still serving. Let's see if Dort College is able to do here to get themselves out of this string of points. Gasing tries to dump it over, saved by Ottawa. They'll set outside Jimenez, one-on-one, and a kill for Jimenez. Jimenez with the kill. Just have that feeling that all it would take is 1 point to break the momentum back for Dort College. Just can't get it right now, though. Take it by Bosma, gets it to Gasing, shoots it over to Altina. Altina over the kill, and that's where I'd go if I wanted a point. Emma Altina records the kill, and for Emma, that is her 10th. Dort College leads 23-15. Serving is Connolly. So Connolly sends it over, back corner. Ottawa, they get to it. Jimenez unable to put it away. Gasing slide to the right. Cromendyke. Cromendyke in front of the dagger. They get to it, though. Jimenez off of the block. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Cromendyke. Blocked at the net. Gasing will shoot it over to Altina. Altina with a swing. Controlled by the Braves. Braves passed over the net by Aspergen. Gets it over to Bosma. Comes to Cromendyke. Unable to put it away from the right side. Now Jimenez off high hands. Saved by Bosma. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with her sixth unofficially. And Dort College now serving for the 2-0 lead in the match. Long serve controlled by Ottawa. And they get it set up over to Jimenez. Jimenez with her eighth kill. And the Dort College lead is 24-16. 24-16, serving as Huseman for Ottawa. Braves trailing by 8. Dort College a point away from taking a 2-0 lead. Pass goes over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. And the Dort College defenders put set number 2 to bed. 25-16. Cromendyke records her 7th kill of the evening. We'll take a break and be back with a look at the numbers through sets 1 and 2 right after this. The numbers through two sets. Dort College hitting for a 230 kill efficiency. While the Ottawa Braves, an 079 kill efficiency. Dort College, 10 points off of blocks. Ottawa with 4. The defenders led by Emma Altina's 11 kills. 7 for Allie Cromendyke, 6 for Leah Camp, 24 assists for Jamie Gasing. Allie Cromendyke, 2 solo and 3 assisted blocks. Jamie Gasing, 5 assisted blocks along with Camp. For Ottawa, 8 kills for Jimenez, 5 for Whittington. Dort College leads 2-0. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair, a certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank with the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, 722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Ottawa on the attack. They hit it long and out of play. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. Dort College trailed briefly at the start of set number one. That is the only time they've trailed this evening. Service by Drake is in the net. So a service error by Aubrey Drake. Serving for Ottawa is Liz Helt. So Liz Helt lines it up, sends it over, taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, Camp with a kill. Said it before and I'll say it again, Leah Camp is probably the unsung player on this team. She's overshadowed by Emma Alton's numbers, but she has put together an impressive season this year. Emma and Alton obviously gets the bulk of the attention because teams just don't match up with her. But Leah Camp has been very solid in the middle of the Dort College offensive and defensive attacks. Set right side goes over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing, controlled by Ottawa. The Braves attacking. Through the block, saved by Connolly. Comes outside, Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. Ottawa scrambling. Skipper throws it backside. And we have a block at the net. Dort College scrambles. Cromendyke gets it back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena over the kill. Almost looked to me like Ottawa stopped playing because of a whistle that was heard on one of the adjoining courts. Dort College leads 3-1. Connolly serving. Low hard serve taken by the Braves. And through the block, actually no block there. Kenna Hall with her fourth kill. And Ottawa makes it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Checking in for Ottawa is Taylor Fortner. Fortner will serve. I believe this is the first time we're seeing Fortner this evening. Fortner serve taken by Drake. They come over to Altena. Altena with a swing. And Altena will get credit for the kill. Another kill for Altena. Altena with her third unofficially, 13th unofficially, I should say. Her second of this set. Ottawa, serve receive, right side it goes, and a kill for Hall on the slide. Hall now with five kills, and the Dort College lead is 4-3 in set three. Jill Starling with service. Starling's serve, short, taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Moss. Moss redirects it. Ottawa will throw it over. Free ball for Dort College. Giesink outside to Altena. Altena over the kill. You don't want to just throw it over. If you're Ottawa, that's a free chance for the defenders. And Altena goes up one-on-one. She's been blocked a few times this season one-on-one, but the odds are not in your favor. Serving for Dort College is Altena. A couple of ace serves already tonight. Skipper bumps it up towards the net. Jimenez off of the block, saved by the defenders. Altena up towards Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Skipper back set right side. Hall unable to put it down. Giesink races for it. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Altena, by Ottawa. Pushed over the net. Altena, Giesink, Giesink, Moss. Moss, kill. Haley Moss records the kill. It's 6-3. 6-3, Dort College in front. Set number three. Emma Altena serving. Low hard serve. Overpass. Cromendyke unable to put it away. Now pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Here comes Ottawa. Jimenez through the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Altena. Down ball by Lindbergh. Saved by Ottawa. Set right side. Hall unable to put it away. Dort College pushes it over and they're going to be called for a double. Cromendyke's going to be called for the double contact as she didn't get squared up under it. That play was off from the time Cromendyke missed on the overpass and basically pinned it on the tape. North College was forced to play out of system. Ottawa served, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gacy, comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke on the quick attack for the kill. Allie Cromendyke records her eighth kill by my count. She's hitting nearly 300 for a kill efficiency. Camp is right around 200. Altinus at 520 so far for the outside hitter. 7-4, North College up by 3. Jimenez off high hands. Jimenez with a kill. Well, Jimenez has given North College some challenges. She has 9 kills now. And when Ottawa has put strings of points together, it has been with her being a major component. Set goes outside. Lindbergh unable to put it away. And then Ottawa returns it. Skipper tips it to the back corner. So Skipper finds the back corner for the kill. And for Skipper, that is her first. Serving Ottawa. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, and we've got a touch at the net. Called on Ottawa, point defenders. Camp records the kill, and for Leah Camp, that's her eighth. North College with 37 points on kills this evening. Skipper pushes it outside to Jimenez. Jimenez, one-on-one, goes around Gaysink that time. And the Ottawa Braves back to within 8-7. A little late in putting the point up on the board. Still haven't put it up. Makes me wonder if I have it incorrect. Jansen gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with a tap to the back corner. Saved by Ottawa. Braves unable to finish it. Here they come again. Off the block, Lindbergh keeps it alive. Ottawa will reload. Comes outside, and a block put up on the attack, and the North College defenders lead 9-6. Well, evidently, somewhere along the line, I marked an extra point down for Ottawa. I have it at 9-7, but they've got 9-6 up on the board. There's a lot of conversation down on the scorer's table. Ottawa serving, serve-receive, I should say. Whittington with the swing, Whittington with a kill. And now they've got the extra point up on the board for Ottawa. Whittington with the kill. She's got 6. And Ottawa has service. Floater. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altina. Altina with the kill. Emma Altina records another kill. She's got 15. And the North College lead is 10-8. 10-8 our score. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Ottawa keeps it in play. They go right at Altina with that pass. Altina comes up with it. And Altina banks it off of the block for the kill. I wouldn't have felt so compelled on that point if I didn't have them all accounted for in my running score. Every once in a while I leave one blank. But I had everyone accounted for here in set number 3. Gaysink gets it over to Cromendyke. Second contact, tries to push it down. Skipper racing for it for Ottawa. Over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of bounds is Whittington, point defenders. So an attack error by Ottawa. And the North College defenders lead at 12-8. A four-point lead for the defenders. Set number 3, North College leading in the match. 2-0. Set right side around the block and getting the kill is Brianna Vail. Vail with her 5th kill. And the North College lead is 12-9 in set number 3. North College 1 set 1, 25-22. 1 set 2, 25-16. They lead in set 3, 12-9. So important in pool play to finish matches out as quickly as you can, just simply because elimination play can take so much out of you physically and mentally. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with the kill, and for Allie, that's her 9th. 13-9, North College up by 4. Gaysink, knuckleball serve, and an ace for Jamie. Jamie Gaysink with the ace. That's the 4th of the night for North College. Gaysink records an ace, And the North College defenders force Ottawa to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Braves. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR.
The first two letters.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. North College leading Ottawa 14-9 in set number three. Today's volleyball match broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 3240-110 in Sheldon. Proactive. York College, Moss with a swing and a kill. Haley Moss getting involved in the offense. You're not going to throw it out to her 10 or 12 times per set, but you do want to throw it enough to her to keep the opponent honest. Saved by Gaysink on the back line. That was Drake, beg your pardon. And Altena comes up with a swing, but she's blocked. It falls on York College's side of the net in play. Point, Ottawa, and it's back to 15-10. So a point off of a block for the Braves. Jill Starling with service. Pass goes over to Gaysink, comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a swing, Kromendyk with a kill. Well, after a relatively slow start for Allie Kromendyk, she has come alive here in set number three. And really putting together a very solid match. Kromendyk with 10 kills. She is second on the team in terms of kills and total attacks. For College opening up a 16-10 lead. Now Kromendyk, after I brag her up, goes a little bit wide on the attack out of the middle. An attack error by Kromendyk. Point, Ottawa. Ottawa trails 16-11. 16-11 our score. Coronado with service. So Coronado serving. And the floater by Coronado, taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the block, saved by Ottawa. Braves set outside Jimenez, off of the block, saved by Gaysink. Gets it over to Kromendyk, back set Alt Moss. Moss with a kill. I'm going to say that was out of play. Oh. Okay, Moss with the attack error. I thought she found the back corner. Serving for Ottawa is Coronado again. Taken by Altena. Gaysink has to run for it. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. No touch at the net. And it's back to 16-13. Their College has not helped themselves in some spots tonight. Lindbergh with the attack error that time. Serve into the net, and Coronado gives North College a freebie. 17-13. Service error by Ottawa. That's their second of the night. North College has three. North College also has four service aces. Ottawa has none. Jansen serve. Ottawa scrambling. They get to it. Altena, Gaysink, back to Moss. Moss with a tap. Pancake saved by the Braves. Passed over the net, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net, controlled by the Braves. Altena, Gaysink. Gaysink shoots it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Ottawa. Jimenez through the block, kill. Jimenez with the kill. She's got 10. North College leads 2-0, but they are getting pushed by Ottawa here this evening. Adriana Skipper with service. Skipper serve, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, partially blocked by the Braves, and hitting it wide and out of play was Jimenez. Jimenez hits it wide, point defenders. An attack error by the Braves. Serving for North College is Bausma. Bausma's serve is into the net. Point, Braves. 18-15. So 18-15, our score. Serving is Huseman. And Huseman's floater taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide to the right. Camp has to race for it. Can't get to it. Can't get a good swing at it, at least. Just sends it over. Now Camp hits it into the net. Point Ottawa. It's 18-16. Well, for your coach, Chad Hansen, decision time. You haven't used a timeout yet here in set number three. You would love your team to just simply pull out of it themselves. Huseman with service, taken by Gasing, by Jansen, over to Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh, blocked at the net. Point, Ottawa. It's 18-17. Point on a block, and Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Dort College leading 18-17 in set number three. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Serving for the Braves will be Huseman. Heather Huseman trying to tie it up at 18-all. Defenders need to get out of this spot. They get it over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net partially. Braves attack. Dort College gets to it. Camp back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing controlled by Ottawa. Braves attacking Whittington. Whittington into the net. Should have been four contacts. Instead, they're going to say out of play. Last touch by Ottawa. Point defenders. That one never made it over the tape on that attack. Dort College leads 19-17. Aubrey Drake with serve. Taken by Whittington. Skipper. And what do we have? Double contact called on Ottawa. Point defenders. So Dort College leading 20-17. Jump serve by Drake. Knuckleball controlled by the Braves. Braves attacking. Whittington over the block. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide to the right. Camp. Camp of the swing. Camp of the kill. Leah Camp with nine. 21-17, Dort College. Dort College up by four. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Ottawa. Whittington with a swing. And that should be four contacts, and it is. Ball glanced off of a digger for Ottawa, then another player. And Melissa Blessington upset with her team. She comes out to meet him on that timeout. So Dort College forces Ottawa to use a timeout. Dort College leading 22-17. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR from the NAI National Championship.
I'm Stephanie.
22-17. Dort College leading by five. And the Dort College defenders, Aubrey Drake, has service. So Drake will line it up and send it over. Jump serve, Aubrey Drake, controlled by Whittington for Ottawa. Set right side, Aspergen. Aspergen hits it long and out of play. And the Dort College defenders now on the cusp of taking this pool play match and improving to 1-0 in pool action. They lead 23-17 in set number three. Ottawa attacking Whittington. Whittington with a kill. So Whittington puts it away. Dort College still 2 points away from taking this set and this match. Liz Helt with service. And Helt serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink with a dump shot and the kill. And for Jamie, that is her third kill. Does it just enough to keep the opponent honest. So three kills now for Gasink on eight total attacks. Set goes outside to Whittington. Whittington with a kill. Whittington makes it 24-19. Dort College on serve receive. Taylor Fortner with service. Fortner. With her team down by five, Dort College on set and match point. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Drake. Bump set over to Altena. Altena into the net. Point, Ottawa. And there have been times tonight where Dort College has not been sharp. Obviously, you want probably attribute some of that to a long layoff, but by the end of the set, or the match, that is, you want them to be a little bit sharper. Altano with a swing, partially blocked, and now tooling it off of the block for the kill. It's Kenna Hall. Kenna Hall with six kills. Dort College leads 24-21. Dort College still has a timeout remaining, but if you're Dort College, you don't want to have to use it. Taylor Fortner with service. Fortner's serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altano. Altano off the block for the kill. 16 kills for Emma Altano. Dort College closes it with a 25-21 win over the Ottawa Braves. Dort College improves in pool play to 1-0. It's the 30th match win of the year for Dort College as well. For Ottawa, they fall to 30-11. They are 0-1 in pool play. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to run down the numbers and to tell you what's coming up tomorrow and the rest of the week in terms of Pool D right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We will see if Coach Chad Hansen is able to make his way up to the press area here at the Tyson Event Center. May have gotten cornered by some other media members, and we will see if he is able to make his way up. In the meantime, we will tell you about today's contest. Dort College wins in 3, 25-22, 25-16, and 25-21. Dort College is now 30-6 this season. The defenders, 45 kills, 20 errors, 116 total attacks for a 216 kill efficiency. They also had 42 assists, 4 ace serves, 4 service errors, and 48 digs. They recorded 12 points via blocks. For Ottawa, 33 kills, 23 errors, 114 total attacks. They had an 0.88 kill efficiency. No service aces, 2 service errors, 46 digs. They recorded 6 points on blocks. Individually, Dort College led by Alton is 17 kills, 4 errors, 30 total attacks, a 4.33 kill efficiency for Altona. 10 for Allie Cromendike, a 3.18 kill efficiency, 9 for Leah Camp on 21 total attacks. 4 kills for Haley Moss, 3 for Jamie Gasink. Gasink also had 36 assists this evening. Summer Jansen had 13 digs. Gasink had 11. Gasink was in on 7 block assists. Leah Camp also credited with 7 block assists. Allie Cromendike, 2 solos and 3 block assists. For Ottawa, Yulika Jimenez had 11 kills, 7 for Kenna Hall, 8 for Kaylee Whittington, 5 for Brianna Vale. 31 assists for Adriana Skipper. 10 digs each for Whittington and Liz Height. 2 block assists each for Hall and Aspergen. Dort College wins in 3, 25-22, 25-16, and 25-21. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Tyson Event Center right after this. I believe that is going to put the finishing touches on things from here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Looks like Chad Hansen unable to make his way up, and I would imagine either Sioux City Journal got him or one of the several television stations here at the Tyson Event Center covering today's contest corralled him. So hopefully after tomorrow night's pool play, he'll be able to make his way up. As it is, Dort College, a 3-0 win, 25-22, 25-16, and 25-21. What does that mean, you ask? Well, Dort College is now 1-0 in pool play. They will play 3 total matches in Pool D before play is complete Thursday evening. So Dort College 1-0, Ottawa 0-1, Missouri Baptist and Northwestern will play here after the parade of teams. That's scheduled to get started at 7. And they're scheduled to get the match going at 8 with Missouri Baptist versus Northwest. York College and Northwest will play tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. We'll have that for you on KDCR. And then it's Ottawa versus Missouri Baptist tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock as the Dort College defenders 1-0 in pool play. And then you wrap up pool play on day three of the tournament on Thursday when Dort College is scheduled to face Missouri Baptist. And Coach Chad Hansen has made a liar out of me. I said he was probably corralled by some other media members, but he has made his way up to the concourse area. And, Coach, congratulations. I would imagine a good feeling to just simply get that first one out of the way.
It is, Mike, and I'm sorry for our delay, but I'm glad you were still broadcasting. You are very, very important to our program and our Defender Nation fans out there, so glad to be able to speak with you after this match. We are glad to get this one, and I told the team afterwards, I'm sure you felt it and saw it too, it looked like we hadn't played against another opponent for about 2 weeks, and you know, just kind of trying to get back in the rhythm, the timing, the tempo, the synchronization, and very, very glad to get this one.
You looked like at times that the timing was there, and then at other times it wasn't. It's just consistency at this point, the way it looks.
It is a consistency and an eagerness, I'll say. If I could, you know, briefly, simply just put a pulse on it, it might feel like we were calculated. You know, how much do we need to really get after this? How much do we really need to pursue it aggressively and hard? Our servers and our passers just stayed really, really strong for us throughout the course of the match. I was really glad for that. I complimented them down in the locker room. On the blocking side, 12 termination blocks. Love that. That's an important area for us to really be strong in. And demonstrate some consistency. Attacking was all over the place, and you know, some of it is a function of we've added a few plays here and there, a few different routes, so hitter, setter, timing issues. But overall, again, I love the outcome of this.
17 kills for Emma Altena, 10 for Ellie Cromadike. Leah Camp had 9. You went to Leah to start each of the three sets. I believe she got early attacks. And is that by design? Is that to give a different look? What's the thought process there, if there is any?
Well, who do you think's listening to this? Do you think anyone else in our pool is listening to this?
Well, I'm guessing they watched it.
I don't want to give away too many tips here, Mike, but we ask our setter, Jamie, to really get our middles, our other hitters involved as early as possible. And I really like the distribution numbers that I see there. Again, credit to our passers giving Jamie that sequence of hitting attack options. And, yes, I don't tell Jamie set this person or set that person. She really just goes with the flow of the game based on how the pass puts her in a court position to distribute that ball. But we did ask her to have a strong awareness for our middles and get them in early on involved.
Four ace serves. I believe you had four service errors as well, something like that. Yep. You mentioned that you thought it was steady. Are you happy with that, with those numbers, or is that something as the week progresses that you feel like you maybe have to improve on as we get further along?
I think the aces are less of a of an outcome focus for me as much as how aggressive we're serving. Now, more aggressive serving is going to lead to more aces. More aggressive serving also leads to more errors. And when we're in that one-to-one ratio, that's decently strong. On the total numbers of it, 4 and 4, that's pretty low for a three-set match. However, I like the number of times I can recall their passers and their setter being out of system. That, I think, lends itself to that next category I already talked about with our blocks with 12. So, yes, I want our servers to be more aggressive. I talked with them even through the match and asked them to bring the ball down a little bit, put more pace on it. And the neat part is they made those in-match adjustments. And early on in this tournament, early on here on day one of pool play, we need that mental focus adjustment ability. That's going to lend itself well to later volleyball in the week.
Pool D, you face Northwest and Missouri Baptist still coming up. What do you think of this pool that you're involved in, this four-team pool? How do you feel about the competition you're going to face?
I like that question, Mike, and a question I was asked in a different way was, what is Dort capable of doing this week? And my response was, we're capable of playing really consistent, strong volleyball and getting out of pool play as the top seed. We're also capable of other things happening not in that flow and finish. So I really like this pool. I know that the next two opponents are, on paper, stronger rated opponents, and we need to grow stronger in how we execute so that tomorrow night's match against Northwest is a really, really beneficial outcome, and we can feel more free in how we pursue it.
Coach Chad Hansen, I will let you go. You've got the parade of teams coming up. You want to add one more thing?
Yeah, Mike, I believe this is, in the 7 years I've been here, the first time we've had 30 wins in a season. And I told the team that downstairs in the locker room and just said, let's celebrate all of these little things that you've accomplished. A 30-win season is fun. And to start this season and say we're going to go 30 this year, it would have been really, really exciting to even talk about. And neat that here to open the national tournament, that's an outcome that we can really celebrate and enjoy. Lord willing, we'll have a lot more fun outcomes and victories along the way. But I just wanted to point that out. This is our first 30-win season in 7 years here at Dort.
Coach Chad Hansen, thanks for joining me. A little bit of scouting yet to take place this evening, and then get some rest before tomorrow rolls around.
Definitely. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, Dort College victorious in 3, 25-22, 25-16, and 25-21. We'll be back on the air tomorrow evening with Dort College Volleyball, as the defenders are scheduled to face Northwest at 6 o'clock. Basketball also happening tomorrow evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. There will be a live video web stream along with play-by-play provided by Christian Zylstra tomorrow evening with that women's game at 6. Men's game, we will pick it up in progress at some point on KDCR, but it will be in its entirety on our live stream link, and you can find that on our Dort College webpage. Once again, Dort College victorious in volleyball play tonight, 3-0 over Ottawa, 1-0 in pool play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.